Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Verse 4, "but God." Can you say that? "But God." I love those two words. "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us." God's love never fails. "Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen. And you know the song that you were starting off, I think, Fly Away today. But you, Isaac, referred to a scripture that Jesus communicated in John 14 that he says, "I go to prepare a place for us." So brothers and sisters, believers in Jesus Christ, there's an eternal destination that's already prepared for every one of us. Amen? Isn't that great, great delight in that. It's already prepared for us. But right now, before we head home to heaven, he has prepared a work for us to do. And God placed in our hearts as leaders the theme, "His love never fails." And what we wanted to impart to our students and what we wanted God to impart to us is that very truth, "His love never fails." We're looking at this world today and we can see a lot of things that fail, but what we need to know and what we must hold on to is that God's love never fails. And what we ask the students to do, some of them will be doing this, probably not all, but some would like to share just briefly, maybe out of Ephesians chapter 1 or Ephesians chapter 2. We covered 33 verses. They will continue their study through Ephesians in the weeks ahead. But in those 33 verses, the strongest emphasis was on the greatness of God's love for them. God's love never fails. God's love never fails. But the last night was the exhortation from the scripture, because God's love never fails, how might I demonstrate his love through my life? And every one of the leaders had an opportunity to bring an exhortive message, an encouraging word that night. But right now, we'd like to hear from some of the students that have on their heart something that they feel that they would like to just communicate right now to us, something from this trip, a scripture, an encouragement. Who would like to go first?
Come on, Adam.
Any volunteers before we start pointing? So I'm going to go ahead and let Kevin as a leader start. And there's a way to prime the pump, okay? So Kevin, one of our leaders, we had 10 leaders, 20 high school students.
So throughout the camp trip, I'll just explain kind of how our nights went. We were able to, we would come together at 8, and we would do worship, and then we would have a time of teaching, and we took turns teaching. And those nights usually went, I don't know if we ever stopped before 11, so we usually went past the quiet hour a little bit. So just 3 hours just kind of being with God, worshiping, just sharing our hearts, going through his word. And a couple verses that stuck out to me for this were in Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, in the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And for myself personally, and I think for all the leaders, our heart is just to share our experiences that we've had growing up. You know, some of us came to the Lord early on in life. Others came to him later on in life. But we all have experiences that we wish, you know, maybe we would have followed God's leading in decisions that we made. So I got to share, you know, a couple nights and just sharing with them that, you know, God has a perfect plan for our life. And if we run from that plan, then it's going to take us longer to see that plan. He loves us so much. He wants to lead us and guide us and just show us what it is that he has in store for us. So myself and as leaders, you know, we're not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. And just being able to share that with them and encourage them in their walk and just say, you know, follow Jesus hard, you know. You got to have that relationship with God. You got to have that walk with Jesus. And then he's going to fill them with the spirit that's going to help just lead them in life. Because the world tells them the total opposite. The world tells them you have to experience, you know, you have to go through life and experience everything yourself in order to really understand things. But that's not true. God can help you understand things. You don't have to go through, you know, all trials and tribulations. You know, God will help you get past certain, you know, they all run into these situations where they're faced with, you know, tough decisions growing up. You know, what am I going to do? Am I going to go with the crowd, or am I going to do what I believe in my heart is right because I have this relationship? So just being able to encourage them as leaders through our past experiences is kind of what I felt God was kind of showing me this week. So, and then I love the kids. I love all you guys. You guys are awesome. It was an amazing week. And then this morning, Cody's standing up by the coffee thing, and he's like, man, my calves look good from all the bike ride. I'm just like, I love you, Cody. So, and that's it. Next up.
Are we ready? Yeah, sure. Enrique.
Hey, I'd just like to share a verse with you. Ephesians 2:10. You know, it says, for we are his workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know, just hearing that verse, we're his workmanship, we're made from him in his image, you know, just speaks to me, you know, like we have a purpose, and something to do. And it all depends whether or not you're going to, you know, follow through with that or run from it. And, you know, I just felt that verse speak to me within the second to last day. And other from that, you know, I'd like to speak on from the from riding the bikes, riding around. You know, what God kind of told me throughout the throughout while we were riding. You know, everyone here, we're all in the same race. Every one of us, those that went on the bike trip and those who didn't. And, you know, some people are faster, some are slower. Everyone's just at their own pace, you know. That's between them and God. And just the hills throughout the ride that just represented to me as the ups and downs through life. And, you know, there's going to be trials and tribulations throughout life. Everyone got some. And, you know, God, just through all that, you know, it just kind of told me, you know, God's always going to be there. And, I mean, that I really felt him be there with me riding up Mount Constitution, second day. Like, it was something, you know, me having to go up that. Like, without him, I would have never made it up. So, you know, it's just something to do that. And, you know, I'm just glad, you know, to speak with you guys. That God helped me up.
Hannah.
So I actually, 2:10 spoke to me also, just the whole trip pretty much I was just thinking about, I have 15 days till I'm 18, 290 days until I graduate, and roughly 365 days until I go to college. And it was all of that was so stressful and just terrifying for me to not know who I was supposed to be, where I'm supposed to go to college, what I want to do. And to read that verse and hear that God knows. He knows everything I'm supposed to do, everything I'm going to do, all the wrong, all the right. But he knows. And I don't have to worry about it because it's there and it's going to come. And it's not for me to worry about. And that really helped me. By the last day, I think, was when I kind of calmed down. And I was like, it's okay. And also just being with all these people who we're all growing up. We can't change that. We're going into high school. We're going out of high school. And there's nothing you can do about it. But as friends, we're here together. And that really, it was pretty amazing to see everybody help each other grow up and walk into what we're about to go through. It was pretty awesome.
First of all, if your name is Skylar Gentle and you're in the back, can you please come up here? Yeah. I see you, dude. Okay, anyways. Bike trip. There he is. Okay. Bike trip. So this is my third year going, and this is senior year. Wow, senior year. And the first two trips, I mean, it was fun. I mean, there was the leaders, and we loved them. But after the first 2 years, I was like, I was freshman, sophomore, so I was like, oh, actually, it was a sophomore, junior. So I was kind of like usually uptight with him, like, man, Sean won't let me stay up till 1 in the morning, drink energy drinks, what's wrong with him? Yeah. There's all this other stuff with leaders. But there was this one night, we're on Constitution, and they were just all sharing, like, I don't know, their hearts out. And Isaiah put it in a really good way. It was like Niagara Falls. They were just crying. They were just a lot of emotion, and I could just see they really do care about us, and it was just really cool to see that, and I'm really, really, really blessed to have all of you older people. Not too old, but I meant that for you, Jim. So yeah, I'm going to give the mic up so Jim won't kill me.
Thank you. Just to give you a perspective, if you're working a 40-hour week and you work for a whole month, that's 160 hours. We're with them for 160 hours straight. So if you just put it in perspective, it's like a month long, but it was with great joy.
I haven't unpacked my Bible yet. Okay. I want to start off with sharing the verse that stuck out to me the most, which Sean shared. Kind of touched my heart a bit. Having predestined us to adoptions as son by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. And it's kind of touched my heart a bit because Sean said that. That being y'all staring at me. Sean said that being a social worker, I believed him. When you get adopted, they change your birth certificate, right? To say that your adoptive parents are your parents, and it doesn't say you've been adopted by Miss and Miss, whoever. So, like, kind of touches my heart because knowing that, kind of like in real life, when your adoptive parents adopt you for an insane price, Jesus adopted you for another insane price, and that kind of touched my heart because just kind of let you know that you're the Lord's, and yeah. Don't know if I'm supposed to share anything else.
Do you want to share right now? This is Delisha, one of our leaders.
So I, along with Jamie, we did all the cooking for each of the nights. We didn't have the pleasure to ride, but we rode in the vans and set up camp and got all the food ready, and it was a great blessing to serve in that way and just to be a part of the trip. Sometimes with young kids, it's hard to participate in things like that, but the Lord worked it out. So what really ministered to me was there were some bike tips throughout the week, just the leaders trying to help the kids use their bikes to the greatest capacity during the rides. And somebody had said, I think it was Sean, but it might have been somebody else, but that when you come up over the hill and then comes the downhill, the tendency is just to coast down the hill and ride it and have fun, but not pedal, just coast down. And then when you hit that next hill, you kind of have to crank it into gear and get up over that hill. And they were encouraging the students to keep pedaling downhill, like put it into high gear and gain that momentum, keep pedaling downhill so that you can have that momentum to get you up that next hill. And just applying that spiritually, it's like when you feel like you're coasting in life, when things are good, that's when you really need to pedal. You really need to be praying and reading your Bible and staying in tune with the Lord so that when that hill comes, that momentum will get you up there a lot faster and easier. So students, I know that sometimes summer can be a time of just coasting spiritually, and I thank you for being a part of this trip and really pedaling through and spiritually as well. And I pray that for the rest of your summer, that you keep pedaling and keep reading and studying and staying plugged into youth group. So, thanks.
Good word. So if you do the math, you have 30 people and you've got 30 people, 7 days. How's that? Basically, you made a whole bunch of meals. This is Jacob.
All right. So these aren't verses from Ephesians, but they're from Philippians. And I shared these verses before we went up Mount Constitution just to give some encouragement, because everybody said Mount Constitution was like a mile-long hill that was 90 degrees up. Wasn't that bad, but this is Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Jesus Christ. So I just said that because it doesn't matter how fast you're going or what place you're in, you just keep going and you press towards the goal and just don't slow down.
Good work. This is Alexis.
Something that really stood out to me is when, I forget who said it and when they said it, but just to keep pedaling, because it's easier to keep pedaling instead of like stopping, because then you lose your momentum. And I just, I took that like personally, because you can do that with your spiritual life too. Just if you stop reading your Bible, then it's like harder to keep going. But if you just keep going and pressing forward to the goal, then it's like way easier. And another thing is that we're all going for the same goal, the same prize at the finish line. So it's like we're all pedaling for the same thing, so we should like help each other and just come alongside and encourage each other.
That's a good job. So Sydney started attending our fellowship when she was 1 year old. Is that right? 1 year old. So our children, they grow up, they become youth, and now leaders within the ministry. And so just to let you know, Ephesians speaks about the work of the ministry is to train and equip people to be able to serve. So you're seeing this before your very eyes. You can believe the scriptures, but are we living the scriptures? That's my question. I believe that we are. So, Sid?
Well, I think from this trip, one thing that really stuck out to me, that these kids showed me, by the way, parents, you have awesome kids. They persevered through some tough writing, and they did it with joy and encouragement to their friends and, like, even to the leaders. They were just being encouraging, and I just, that really touched my heart that these kids are awesome, and they are, you know, they're being shaped by God, and they are becoming his workmanship, and it's just really encouraging to see youth have just enthusiasm for God and hunger for his word and seeking him. And I just encourage you to don't stop. Continue to persevere through the trials of life and do it with joy and encouragement to others, and you will go far. Okay? I love you guys.
Good word. This is Noah.
So, on the bike trip, the food was really good, by the way. But when we were on the road, to me it was like a spiritual battle between giving up and walking up some amount in Constitution. But so the road is like life. Even though it has up and down hills, you're still the one on the bike. You have to keep on pedaling. So that's you on the bike. And then the wind, which was always pushing against us no matter what, never going with us. So even though we went downhill, we still had to bike downhill. So it's like another hill. but God is like another person in front of you, so you're in their slipstream. So it's like they're blocking the wind for you, so you have an easier way of pedaling. So that's like God, like, helping you go through life. And then the wind is like the forces in society pushing you around, trying to make you mess up and fall, which I almost did, on going down Mountain Constitution. It's going pretty fast, and I hit this sharp corner, and I almost flew off my bike, but I caught myself. Yeah.
This is Hardy.
Hey. My mind just went blank. I remember an illustration I think Kevin gave. But I can't remember the scripture. But like that God feels like a need for us, even though he doesn't really, I mean, he doesn't need us. We need God. There's, like, we can't make it without him, but he could totally make it without us because he's perfect. And, but the it was the fact that he loves us so much that he feels like a need for us, like, and it make, like, completes him, even though it doesn't. That's how much that love is. It's like it. He feels that way, even though he doesn't really need us. And that was, I had never thought of it that way before. I was always thinking, well, God doesn't need us. And I was actually, at first I was like, well, that sounds kind of different. And I was like, but wait a minute, no, that's cool. And besides that, yeah, we all had problems on the bike. I mean, you know, I mean, wanting to get off halfway up the hill because your legs are on fire. And, yeah, just the ups and downs of life. But, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Good, buddy. This is Rachel.
Yeah. Hi. So in Ephesians 1, verse 5, there was a word that really stuck out. Stuck out to me, and it was predestined. And it basically just means that God has a plan for us. And that was special for me because I tend to worry about, like, little things. And it was just comforting to know that he has an overall plan for us. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. Ms. Thomas?
Hi. Okay, so a verse that really spoke out to me was Ephesians 2:1, where it says, "And you he made alive when we were dead in trespasses and sin." And that really, like, means a lot because if you think about it, like, JJ made the example, the example of, like, if you're going to go to the table and you bring nothing but death, but God brings everything. He gives life, and it's really just, like, a one-sided deal. And that just means a lot because, you know, we're humans, and it's our nature to sin, but God still loves us that much that he would actually come and save us. And that's just, like, you know, it's awesome.
Good work, Tommy. This is Emily.
So I thought it was really encouraging, like, on the big hills that were really tough, the leaders would ride by and they'd, like, slow down to ride next to you and see if you were all right, and they would just, like, make sure everything was fine. Even if you were just thirsty and needed to stop and get a drink, they'd still make sure everything was fine. And I remember a verse, I don't know, remember where it's at, but it says that through God all things are possible, and with him nothing's impossible. And I thought that was really true with all the hills. With God, I could do the hills that I needed to get up. And I made this analogy that, like, with kids who are rebellious, that you're trying to ride up the mountain, or your parents are trying to get you up the mountain, and they're, like, pedaling for you. But the kids who are rebellious are just holding the brakes down and not letting them help, and just not persevering and just holding the brakes. So that we need to let go and listen to our parents.
That's good. One of our leaders, Alyssa.
So this trip was really awesome for me because I'm actually leaving in 3 weeks to go to Bible college in South America. So it was my goal to do this trip with the kids, and I didn't know last year it was in August, and so it was just like, please, Lord, let me be a part of it. But there were a million things that were awesome about this trip that were different than last year. But I think the thing that stands out to me today is Elizabeth is not here. Elizabeth is Thomas's sister, and they came from Florida a year ago and had no connection to anyone here, and to watch them jump in and just, choose to put themselves out there when a lot of these other kids have grown up together, and that's so neat because that's not really something that I had. But the thing that I learned from Elizabeth was the day that we hiked Mount Constitution, and Elizabeth is the most dramatic person I've ever met in my life, and we got to, so that's a really long ride from East Sound into Moran, and there's this really awesome big arch with a stone wall, and I was telling her that we were getting close, and she sees this arch, and she's like, "Thank you, God," except that it's another mile and a half up the mountain to the campsite, and so she starts pedaling really, really fast, and she's just like, she just was mumbling all these things and freaking out and wasting energy, a lot of energy, and I was like, just keep going, Elizabeth, like, just slow down, we're gonna get there. And then she of course started to get tired as soon as we came around the turn, and it was like this way and then higher and higher, and so we finally made it to the campsite, and she's like, I don't know what it is, if it just makes her feel powerful, but every time she would get somewhere, she would, like, throw her bike on the ground and be like, oh, oh, I made it, I'm alive. And so it just like kept me so good humored. And then the next day when we, and she would always talk about how gross she felt, but it's like, okay, we all feel gross, but she'd be like, touch my hair, it's so oily and all this stuff. And we're like, focus on something else, Elizabeth. But then, so we hiked Moran, and that was, that's a, what, a 3-mile hike? Yeah, it's a lot. And it's, again, lots of this and this and this, and switchbacks. And so we're all exhausted, and the hike was not optional, which I think not everyone was happy about, but we made the best of it. And we got maybe a 0.5 mile into the hike, and she was in front of Hannah and Sydney and I, and I think Grace and Alexi, and she like walked into a tree branch, and she just was like, ah! And she just, and then she like tripped, fully tripped over a root, and then she was on the ground, and she was like pounding the ground and pounding the dirt, and she was just like, I hate nature! And Hannah and I literally couldn't breathe. We were laughing so hard, and we had to like pick her up off the ground, and she just, like, the way that she hikes made me laugh. She was like, ah, ah. And then we, so then every time we would get to a mile marker, she would be like, are you kidding me? She was like, 2 more miles, like, we've already hiked 2 miles, I swear. It's just like, I just couldn't help but laugh, even though I was just as exhausted. And then I think the best part was when we came to a fallen tree, which was maybe this big around, and it was like across the dirt path, and she like climbs over it like it's like this huge log, and then she like sits in the dirt, and Sydney and I like look at her and like walk around, and Hannah and I just like sat on the ground, and we were dying and dying of laughter, and she's just like, does anybody want to go back with me? Like, no, you can't go back. So all that is to say, Elizabeth kills me. I love her so much, and she couldn't be here today because she has to work. But she taught me that just because something is hard, God brings people, doesn't mean that it's impossible, like Emily was saying. And oftentimes, I think that we don't appreciate the fellowship that God gives us. And you can't change, just because you have friends doesn't mean that it changes the challenge that's ahead of you. But it's okay to laugh about it, and it's okay to make jokes about it, because you can even say, are we going to even survive this? Are we going to make it to the top? But it's the fact that you don't have to do it alone, and that just the that song that we were singing on the trip, that the joy comes in the morning, you know, even though I was supposed to be there to be strength and support to Elizabeth, her hilarity just totally refreshed me, and it didn't make the hike any easier, but it was just like a good reminder that the same thing in your spiritual life, you know, you're going to have really difficult situations that you face, but it's the friends, and getting to go with Sydney and lead is like such an awesome experience because we're best friends, and it's just, I don't know, it's like a cherry on top, you know, that God doesn't have to make, he doesn't have to provide that sliver of blessing in the difficult thing. We should just do it because it's the right thing to do, but he does, so, yeah.
Thank you. This is Cody.
Hey, Kevin, my calves do look good. Okay, I have to share out of Matthew 5 and the first part of 12. Rejoice and make exceeding glad that the great, for great is the reward in heaven. When we, it was me, Enrique, and Jim, JJ, and Kevin, and Pastor Tom. We all decided we were going to bike up the top to the very top of Mount Constitution. And Enrique was the first, and then JJ was with him. And when I was by myself, I was dying. I was really tired. And I was like, great is the reward. And then this verse just popped into my head, saying, great is the reward. Yeah, for great is your reward. And I was just thinking, I need to try do my best to get to the top, because the reward for getting to the top is the ride down, because you don't have to pedal, because it was like that. So I was like, all I have to do is get to the top, and then I can rest and come back. And so, yeah.
Good job. Anybody else there? Miss Lilac?
You know, like, what really stood out to me on the bike trip was, like, his love never fails, which was, like, the theme. And, you know, like, biking up those hills, it's, like, really hard. And, like, if there wasn't bumps and hills and like sticky situations in life, we wouldn't need God. Because, I mean, we really need someone to lean on. Because if the road was, like, you know, just straight, then we would, like, say, yeah, I could do this by myself. I only need myself, me, myself, and I. And, but, like, God puts certain situations in our life so we can learn to grow more in him. And, like, listening to all the leaders, and it's, like, pretty much the same thing. Like, I'd get, it's, like, it's exactly what I needed to hear at the exact moment. And it's just really great.
Jamie, one of our leaders, Jamie Sutterfield.
Oh, thank you so much, parents, for sending your kids on this trip, because you can't even imagine how much growth happens from the first day we leave to the very end. And it's really neat to see that transformation as the week progresses and we're serving and getting to know each other and just encouraging one another every day. They bring much joy to my life and entertainment, I should say. But we got to share a little bit about, you know, encouraging one another and staying the course and things. And my encouragement to them was that they needed to not forget the things that they learned over their week and to retain that information and live their life walking intentionally with Christ, because it's so important as they move on in life to stay the course. So thank you for sending your kids to this. It is amazing for them.
This is Sean.
So I guess there were a few things that stood out to me in the studies, but you know, first of all, for those of you who aren't aware of the trip, as far as the total, 66 miles on a bike and at least 6 miles hiking, or an additional 6 miles riding up the hill if you're crazy enough. So, you know, your kids were amazing, like we've already said, just a joy to be around, and really proud of them for just sticking to it. You know, there were some breakdowns, but not with kids. It was the bikes, you know. The kids held it together, and they did great, and it was just a joy to be with them and to see them interacting. And like I think Jamie said, you know, just the growth through the week. You know, we start as just kind of a group of kids that kind of know each other, and then by the end of the week, it's, okay, we know too much about you. Yeah. But in the studies, in 2:10, it mentions that we are his workmanship. And for me, when I looked at that verse, you know, I kind of like to build things here and there. And but I've got this really critical eye when I build something myself, and I see every little flaw within it, and I just can't, you know, somebody else might say, well, that's great. But I might say, well, yeah, but you don't know how I built it or what's holding it together. But to know that Christ, that God created us, and he, you know, when we've been forgiven and we've received his grace, that we are viewed as perfect. You know, he doesn't see any of the flaws within us. There's nothing there. He doesn't look and say, ooh, I should have done that better or this better. He just loves us fully. And so then the other verse is in 1 verse 2, it says grace and peace, and it's just one of Paul's kind of greetings in his letters. But the fact of, you know, grace before peace, you know, if we don't experience God's grace within our lives, then how are we ever going to experience the peace that he brings us? So we have to accept that grace, that forgiveness that we really don't deserve, and then we can really know peace. So.
Very good. You all good? What's that?
Another thing that I forgot about was that for like the most of the week, I was biking by myself. I didn't really have like a group or anybody, just because I wanted to like go a certain pace. But then like towards the end of the week, I think right before Mount Constitution, I got in a group and we were just having so much fun because we were just laughing and joking and screaming and just forgetting about biking up this super hard hill. We were just having fun. And it's like, you can do things by yourself and you can, I mean, like with God, obviously, but you can do it by yourself. But if you're doing it with other believers and with other people, it just makes the ride so much better.
Amen. We have Jimmy left here in a second. JJ had to be in Eastern Washington, big part of our trip, and he just says, I'm praying this morning for the work that the Lord is accomplishing. And he says, my nugget was, I was so encouraged, JJ said, to see the team that God put together to accomplish a good work that he ordained for us to do. And he says, I'm so proud of all the workmen that are here. So all the people, that's from JJ to all of you. So yay, JJ. So we have Jim Sutterfield here.
So we went through Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. And our final verse of the week was verse 10. And it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And my encouragement to the students and to all of us, I mean, this is basically something that I try to pursue personally, is regarding choices. And, you know, as we were doing a study, I just jotted down in my Bible this little paragraph. It says, there will be many God-appointed opportunities we will have in this life. What we choose to do with these opportunities is our choice. So God is going to provide us. He provides me with opportunities every day, some challenging, some not so challenging, whether it be having a good attitude in the workplace or at home, whether to go on a bike trip or not. I mean, these are all God-appointed opportunities. And what we choose to do with those opportunities is our choice. We can choose to have a good attitude. We could choose to take those opportunities. We could choose to be faithful or step out in faith, and then see the blessings that God will provide for us. So that's my encouragement to the students and to all of us, is just to make those good choices.
Amen. Thank you. We're gonna have the worship team come back up. We'd like to do that last song, Sean, that we did. And if we could all stand, and students, you can stand and you can look towards the screen as we sing. As they're coming up, I'd like to say a couple of things. I'm gonna scoot right up here. Just wanting to thank each of you. So to do something like this, this was something that our whole fellowship was a part of. So thank you for your prayers. Thank the drivers for the driving back and forth and the encouragement. Also, just to let you know how the body of Christ works. So if we're going to really fulfill that purpose to train and equip and to make us really those representatives of the Lord, it takes things like this. This is just part of it. And hopefully it's very complementary to what you're trying to do in your home, parents. Hopefully we're strengthening the stand and the commitment that you've made. But I want to let you know also a little something else here. And that is, when we were on this bike trip and everything that it took to be involved, one of our members, Shauna Bost, went to be with Jesus just before we left and met with the family. And they wanted to have the memorial on Friday. And so while we were away, our church family here was putting everything together to bless our family here, the Bose family. And when we came back on Friday then, we had a memorial service. But I was so blessed to see our church family working and serving together in so many different ways. It's a great, great, great blessing. So when we look at his love never fails, I pray that this love of God that we read in Ephesians today, it's not by our works, it's by the work he accomplished, but he has good works for us. And if we're not in the process of serving the Lord Jesus Christ, we really have to examine and say, am I where I need to be? So we're not working for salvation, we're working from salvation. And Jesus at the very end is going to look at our lives and he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. He's going to approve and affirm the work that was done in his name for his glory. We need to keep that in mind. We want to keep moving ahead in the strength and the love of God.